Zvachim per Gimel Mishnah Vav 3:6, the last of Perek, we're still talking about machshavos apostolos, thoughts that could render a korban invalid. Here we're going to come up against a machlokas tanaim between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda wants to say that in addition to the thoughts that we've already established as being ones that invalidate, anytime a person is doing one of the four essential blood avodas, if he thinks a thought that if he would carry out that thought, that would make the korban, the offering, to be pasul, invalid per se. So then that thought would also render the offering invalid, along the same lines as, say, chutz l'makomo. The halacha follows the chacham, which is no. There's a very short list. It's chutz l'zman, chutz l'makomo, and shlo l'shmo. That's the list, and even shlo l'shmo as applicable with chatos and pesach, etc., and nothing else. Okay? So that's the first part of the Mishnah, and therefore the Mishnah says inside, Shachatu almanas lahaniach damo. If a person does the shechita, or the Kohen does the Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, and he has in mind, he's just going to leave the blood on the side. He's just never going to offer it. Well, if he leaves it past the deadline, which is going to be nightfall of that day he was slaughtered, that becomes Lina, the korban is invalid, the person who brings it doesn't get, you know, Kapara or Ritza, whatever the story is, and therefore that would invalid, that if the person would carry out that thought, it would invalidate the korban. Therefore, Behuda is going to say it's going to invalidate. Similarly, O.S. Emurav lamachar, he says he's just not going to offer the emurim, the sacrificial parts, until he's not going to offer them. He's going to let them sit aside till tomorrow, meaning because they have to be offered today, so the deadline passes. Similarly, O lahotzian lachutz, or he thinks he's going to take the blood or the sacrificial parts outside of the azara, because that immediately renders them unfit for offering, and therefore the korban can't be offered. It's invalid. Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda says that thought alone would render the korban invalid, like chutz l'makomo thoughts. But chacham machshir, and the chacham say no. The list is short. That's these thoughts are not on the list of invalidating thoughts, and therefore it's a dumb thought. And if it gets carried out, the korban will be indeed invalid. But just the thinking it alone doesn't make the korban invalid. Halachla is like the chachamim. There is a complication here that needs to be addressed, which is, technically speaking, if the blood is offered the Mizbeach correctly, so then even if the Emurim aren't offered, so then the Korban actually, in fact, is valid, and the person bringing it gets his atonement or whatever it'll be. And therefore you have to ask, well, why does the Mishnah give example of thinking he's going to not offer the Emurim today? Why does that make it invalid? In fact, that wouldn't make it invalid even if he would offer the blood and not offer the Emurim. It's a good question. One possible answer is that Rabbi Yehuda is restricting this on a Durabanan level. Midurabanan, he's afraid people will come to not just not offer the Emurim, sacrificial parts, but also not offer the blood. Therefore, he says even not offering the Emurim would make it invalid, Midurabanan, and therefore not even thinking about it. Excuse me, that even thinking about not offering the Emurim would make it invalid, Midurabanan. That's an answer. Okay? It was halachas like the Chachamim. Now, the Mishnah will go on to say all sorts of other thoughts, which essentially, if one does them, if one actually carry out this thought, so then the offering would not be invalid per se. Okay, well, the first example would be, for example, applying the blood to the kevesh, to the ramp. Now, we said that's not valid, but the fact that the blood was applied to the ramp doesn't make the offering invalid per se, meaning, in theory, a person could then go back and get new blood, if there's still available new blood, dama nefesh, collect it, and then offer that in the mizbeach, and the offering would be valid. So the point is, therefore, that offering the blood on the ramp is the same as just, you know, dropping the blood, and you can get a second chance at just pouring it on the ramp instead of pouring it on the floor. Okay, so the Mishnah is now going to have a long list of things, which indeed are no good, but they don't invalidate the korban per se, and therefore even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you have such a thought while you're doing one of the essential blood avodas, that would not render the offering invalid. So here we go. The first part of the list is the list we've seen already previously twice in the parak, in the Masechta already. It says, Shachatu almanas litno al gabe hakevesh. If the person slaughters the animal with a mind to apply the blood to the ramp, so I said already, that would not be valid, but it wouldn't invalidate it per se, and therefore Buddha's going to say it's okay, and the Chum for sure. Shalo keneged yasod. Similarly, if he plans on, he thinks about the applying the blood to the mizbeach but not above the yisod, as we said before. Liten esa nitanen lamata lamala, or if he thinks he's going to apply what should be applied below the red line, the chutz sikri, he plans to do it above the red line. Esa nitanen lamala lamata, similarly that which is supposed to be above the red line, namely the chatas application, he has the mind to do it below the red line. Esa nitanen bifnim b'chutz, vesa nitanen b'chutz bifnim, if he thinks that what should be brought on the outer altar will be brought on the inner altar, or that which should be brought on the inner altar will be the blood will be applied to the outer altar. Again, all these things are not acceptable. That korban would not be, you would not have fulfilled his obligation, but they don't invalidate the offering. So the thought would not invalidate the offering, even according to Yehuda. Now the Mishnah says, in addition, shiyochluhu tameim is a new item on the list here. If he thinks while doing the shechita kabbalah lacha azrika that the food will be, like the edible parts of the korban, the basar, will be eaten by tamei, let's call them kohanim. Again, that's not allowed, but that doesn't invalidate the korban. Shekirvuhu tameim. Similarly, if he has in mind that the sacrificial parts will be offered on the altar, like the emurim, etc., by tamei people. Again, not allowed. But the point is, once the blood made it to the altar, even if the sacrificial parts don't make it properly, the korban is effective. It's kosher, and the person gets the kapara, etc. Shiochluhu arelim, if he thinks that people that have not been circumcised will eat the meat, again, that's not allowed from the Torah, but it doesn't invalidate the offering. Shekiru arelim, similarly, if he thinks that the sacrificial portions will be offered on the Mizbeach by uncircumcised people, again, not allowed, but not invalidating. Lishaber atzamos ha-Pesach, now we're transitioning to the Pesach, specifically the Korban Pesach has a number of other strictures, mitzvahs d'orais that apply to it in terms of how it's eaten. So here, one rule is you can't break the bones of the Korban Pesach. So if a person thinks, I'm bringing a Pesach now and I'm shechting it with a mind that I'm going to break the bones to get the marrow out or whatever it is, again, that's a dumb thought. If he does it, he's over a lav, but the Pesach offering per se wasn't invalid. Like the other guys in the Chabura are guilty for sure, and really fine. So is he, in fact, if he breaks the bones, just he did a separate Isser. V'le'achol hemeno na, if he has intention to eat the Korban Pesach raw, because again, that's not allowed, has to be cooked over a fire. La'arav damo b'dam psulim, he plans to offer the blood on the Mizbeach mixed up with other blood that's dam pasul, that's invalid blood. So this is a more complicated situation. I'll come back to it in a moment, but I want to finish the sentence here. So in all those cases, kasher, the thought alone to do one of these forbidden or foolish or whatever acts, doesn't, in and of itself, the thought doesn't render the Korban invalid, it's still kosher. She'ein ha-machshava poselis ela chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'makomo. The only thought, according to the Chum, for sure anyways, that invalidates a korban is going to be thinking to have it consumed by the person or the mizbeach in the improper time or place. V'apesef v'achata shlo l'shman. And when it comes to a korban pesach, a korban achatas, you have in mind the wrong korban when you do it. Okay? So, halach is like the Chachamim, and that's that. There is this loose end I skipped, which has to do with the La'arav dam obadam psulin. So here's the story in a nutshell. You're not allowed to offer blood that's mixed with pasul blood on the Mizbeach. Fine. Now, Rebbe Yehuda, therefore you would think, perhaps, could say, listen, since you can't do that and it's invalid, so then it should be an invalidating offering, invalidating move, and therefore the thought should render the whole thing pasul. However, Rebbe Yehuda has a shita, which is like a global shita, not localized this issue here, which is if you have a mixture of, in this case, kosher and invalid and valid blood together. So that's called a mixture. That mixture is called a min bimino mixture. It's a mixture of two types of the same type. Okay, min bimino. It's blood and blood mixing together, even though one's valid, one's invalid. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that if you have a mixture of min bimino, even though normally when it comes to a mixture, the rule is that the minority loses its identity to the majority and the whole mixture has a single status, which goes after the majority. So there's Bitzel Barov, it's called. The minority is lost in the majority. So Rabbi Yehuda has a shita, which is that if you have a mixture which is two of the same type of things, what's called min bimino, blood and blood together, so then the minority is not batel. So therefore he holds. Even if you have, you know, 99 parts of tamei blood and 1 part of kosher blood, the kosher blood is still there. It didn't disappear. So when you apply the mixture to the mizbeach, so then even though it's forbidden to do that, midrabanan, but midorais yer yotzi, because the blood made it to mizbeach. So therefore, even though Chachamim would say Anyways, you can't do it, and anyways, it might be not yotzi at all if there's a minority of blood there. As far as the chum are concerned, that thought, if you carried out, may make the offering invalid, but so what? Those kind of thoughts don't matter. As far as Rebuta holds that thought wouldn't make the korban invalid, because even though he holds, as the point of our mission is saying, that if you think a thought that if you carried it out would make the korban invalid, that thought also alone makes it invalid. However, here Rebuta says, listen, if you have a mixture of kosher and not kosher sacrificial blood, even if the kosher or the valid part is a minority, it doesn't matter, it's not batal, and therefore, even though you're not supposed to, may the rabbanon apply the blood to the mizbeach, if you do, you will be yotzi b'di'evit. So therefore, the thought doesn't make it invalid.